什么你要让我哭？Hi, CNA Lifestyle. I'm Yvonne Lim, and this is my Star Wars journey. To be labeled as an all-time favorite artist, to me, it's more being recognized by the country, and it means a lot to me. Very encouraging and validating for me. It all started from this McDonald's ad.I was the $2 McChicken girl. I was around 17, 18 years old. That's my first encounter with acting. And seeing myself on TV for the very first time on this ad, I realized that, hey, I look pretty okay on camera. So it gave me the courage to take the leap of faith and audition for Star Search 1997.It opens the door for me to the world of acting and start my journey, and I've never looked back. Throughout my 28 years of acting, I've played many, many roles. But if I were to just choose the top three, I would just say my first one will be Guo Xiang in Legend of the Condo Heroes. That was my first period drama. And I remember during those days in China, during the filming, I was actually tied to a cross. They have to shoot like a side profile because I was suffering from a very bad eye infection in Beijing then. My second one would be Wen Wan role in Metamorphosis. This role led me to winning Best Actress in 2007. It was my first Best Actress award. Before that, I did get Best Supporting. But after Best Actress, I start getting my top 10 awards.
Lin Xiangping, Yvonne.
恭喜林湘平。
林湘平，
我的粉丝们 ，Everlasters， 还有从中国来的乡民们，你们太棒了，我好爱你们。
My third one will be Ding Xiang in宝莲灯。This role opened the door for me internationally to all the international fans. I got to work with big names like Guo Jianhua, Anita Yuan, and big time directors as well. I feel proud because I think I was the only Singaporean then in the whole production. Ding Xiang was very well loved by the Chinese audience, and even till now, I still get recognized by many China fans. And many have been calling me to be back to China for more productions, and I'm not ruling out.I may, so when the opportunity comes, I might. Getting married and becoming a mother in 2014 changed everything. I remember the very first time when I held AJ in my arms and my princess Alexa in my arms, the joy was indescribable. You realize that you can just do anything for these two tiny people in my arms.I guess during motherhood, right, we went through a lot of emotional ups and downs. Like, you know, you doubt yourself. You don't know if you're doing a good job as a mom. So it was pretty emotional for me. I do have breakdowns at night and I was crying. But all these breaks down are actually lessons for me. And I got to be more resilient. And I know that I can go on with the love for my kids. And I know that I have to be a strong mother for them.In 2015, my family and I relocated to Taipei. It was a decision that I have to make because I guess family comes first at the point of time. Moving back to Singapore has always been the plan all along. Even when I first moved to Taipei, we had this agreement that it's just going to be a two-year move. I'm able to just take a break for 2 years, but it led to a decade. Like 10 years away. All along, deep down in my heart, I know that we will come back home one day because Singapore has always been truly my home. It's my foundation, it's my identity, it's where I started. And my kids are Singaporean. I want them to be back home to learn the different cultures, the values, and the safety that we always have in our country. I remember my very first experience with earthquake.I got very traumatized. I was so scared of it. And I get very paranoid. I was like, hey, I need to have a survival bag. I was giving him, my husband, a list of things that we need to pack. And for a moment, I actually had the bag beside my bed. I was getting very dramatic. I was telling my husband, even if we have 1% chance of survival, I would just do anything for us, for our kids. You're not going to help me to pack my bags. Fine, I would do it myself. That's when...I realized that maybe I do need to act because I was channeling all my acting energy into this outburst. I moved to Taipei, I would say during the peak of my career. I was getting awards and everything just put on a hold, I would say. But at the same time, I had this period of this quiet time where I grow quietly and meaningfully. I discover new interests like cooking and baking and also directing, and thinking that maybe, hey, I can just do, you know, production work as well. That was when I discovered that I can never leave my passion. Even though I'm away, I don't think I've ever stepped out of it. I think I'm always in it. Hope came from a very personal part of me. It was a story about me when I was a teenager and how I experienced the loss of my mom. It was so close to my heart that I have to make sure that this was something that works. I gave myself a lot of pressure, to be very honest. So this is the time for me to challenge myself, besides acting, creatively, in directing, and trying something new after all these years of acting. And because it was a very personal project of mine, the very last scene, I was crying uncontrollably because I miss my mom. Even now, I get emotional thinking about it. Acting and directing are two different kinds of fulfillment to me. I think it's my first love. It's where I started and will always be very close to my heart. Directing gave me a sense of ownership and creative freedom that I have never experienced before. I was fortunate to win the Best First-Time Filmmaker Award in Cannes World Film Festival. That was my proud moment, I guess. That was the moment where I felt that, oh, I represent my country in something. And yes, it's not about me being nominated or getting an award. It's more about seeing Singapore in the International Film Festival and being there along with all the big names. It is really very, very encouraging for me. I'm 48, going 49 and approaching 50 soon, but still feeling 40. It's no longer about chasing dreams for me. It's about embracing who I am and also living with intention and at the same time uplifting people along the way. When I managed to connect with a lot of people or the audiences through my social media platforms, and they do share like how they do enjoy some of my sharing and they feel very positive about it. So that's why I started this YouTube channel called Life with Eve. It's about our family and about sharing as well. When I thought of this word Eve, I actually thought, hey, is this even a word? So I Google it. And you know what? It's a word that represents giving back. I was so surprised because this is what I wanted to do. So sometimes maybe the stars are aligned and this is what I'm supposed to do. So it's about giving back for me now. I've gone through this period of, I would say, reinvention, rediscovery, and I think I'm still evolving. I value sincerity, connection, and purpose. I would say I'm a dreamer, a doer, a mom, a wife, and most importantly, a very grateful soul. From the stylist to my makeup artist to the photographer, every one of them has been with me since I started out. When I was still a newbie, they gave me chances. They made me look beautiful, and you know, being away from them for a decade and coming back and reconnecting with them means a lot to me. So seeing the effort that they have and making it work really touches me. And I guess I'm very thankful to them for that. 为什么你要让我哭? Thank you to everyone, to all the audiences that have been with me, and one day I hope to be able to give back to each and every one of you.